Debbie.
And I'm Ashley.
This is the podcast where we watch movies that everyone has seen but us, and then we talk about them. Today, in this episode, we're continuing our self-proclaimed animation month, and we're watching a movie that I haven't seen, which is Wallace and Gromit: The Curse of the Were-Rabbit. I've seen Chicken Run, in my defense.
And you have seen a Wallace and Gromit short, right?
I believe I have.
You know the characters of Wallace and Gromit.
Yes. Well, I've also seen Chicken Run.
They're not in Chicken Run, though.
Oh, that's right.
That's why.
Yes, I have. I knew the characters of Wallace and Gromit.
It's been a while since I've seen chickens.
I know it's about the chickens.
Oh. Sorry.
You okay there?
Yeah. I also just wrote My Neighbor Wallace.
I was just telling Ashley that I found on Pinterest a huge Totoro pillow so that you could sit on his tummy like the kids did in the movie. You know, if I had that pillow, I would only sleep on that from now on. It would go on top of the mattress.
That's very uncomfortable. That can't be good for your back.
It was huge. It was like a 10-foot long pillow.
Does it also just like...
It had the smile. Okay.
Wallace and Gromit. The Curse of the Were-Rabbit. A cinematic classic.
And the tagline for it apparently
We're not there yet.
Okay, fine.
But I own this film.
Yes, Ashley owns this film.
Because I loved it so much when I saw it in theaters.
And so today, when you left the house, you were kind of like, okay, it's in my DVD case. I was like, okay, I'm watching Wallace and Gromit today. And then it was good fun. I quite enjoyed myself.
But, so...
Kind of glad, actually, that we watched this one separately, because I was laughing at these stupidest things.
We're gonna get to it.
Ever watch me.
We're gonna get to it when we talk about it, but I saw it with my little sister. We saw it, like, opening weekend.
Yeah.
So, by far, we were the oldest people in the cinema without children.
It came out a while ago, right?
It did, 2005.
Because I noticed, I guess we'll get to this later, but I just... Okay, we should talk about what I knew about this going into it first.
But you have seen... you know of Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah, I know of Wallace and Gromit. Okay. I know the characters. I know Gromit's silent. I know Wallace is, like, a quirky science inventor guy who's actually not very smart. So you kind of wonder how all of his contraptions work. I know the thing...
He is... He's like a nutty professor.
Yeah,
he's just so smart that he forgets everything else.
And I know Gromit just kind of takes care of it. And I know the thing that wakes them up in the mornings, and then how they get out of bed and go down a slide.
Yeah.
I know that. Okay. I was like, I've seen that bit before. Is that in their shorts?
I think so. I think that's a part of the house.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, I'm pretty sure it is, because I just remember seeing that and being like, this is the coolest. What else do I know? I know... When I saw Chicken Run and then when I saw whatever short I saw, I need to look it up and figure out which one it was that I saw. That's going
to
bug me.
Was it when they went to the moon?
No.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay. I just remember thinking that all of their food was oddly satisfying. Where it was like, it's clay, but gosh, I want to eat everything because it seems like a weird savory jelly thing. I don't know. Because you know it doesn't, like, it's not like Miyazaki food where it's like, oh, this actually looks like how the cucumbers were crisp. But for, like, when he, like, bites, he ate toast and something. And he spread the jam on the toast.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I just remember thinking, like, oh, I want that in my belly.
We're not talking about a film, though.
No, I'm just talking about what I knew about Wallace and Gromit animation beforehand. I just remember thinking, oh, I like this. I want to eat all their food. So, there you go.
Wallace and Gromit did give me, continued my love affair with cheese.
Oh, that's right. I didn't remember that bit.
Just crackers about cheese, Gromit. So, this film, like you said, came out in 2005.
Yeah. It's by, what studio?
Aardman Studios.
Yeah, and I knew that they are very much, like, independent British animation, right?
Yeah, but right
after... started out, but now they're quite big.
After this film premiered, was it this one or was it... There was a fire in their studios, and they lost all their figurines. I feel like it was right after this movie came out.
Oh, that's so sad.
So it's like...
Oh, man, I'm upset.
But they just did Pirates.
Yeah, and that
a couple
actually,
years ago.
I did... I remember that because I think it was their, oh no, Fleshed Away was their first foray into digital animation.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was good as well.
I did end up seeing that.
It's cute. I don't think it has the...
Well, because...
Love?
It's awesome because it's claymation.
Right, that's the thing. It's just so quirky and fun, which is also why I love the Coraline guys, which that I still studio. Haven't seen Box Trolls.
That's like, I haven't seen Paranorman, I haven't seen Coraline, I haven't seen Box Trolls, but I'm kind of ashamed of it because I love that their visual style that they do in it.
I love claymation. I took my entire theater company to go see Paranorman.
Yeah.
And everyone was like kind of on the fence about it until the last scene in the credits. Is the animators, it shows them putting together Norman, and then he, like, swats them away, and it's really
cool. I've seen that on the internet, yeah.
And then everyone in the theater was like, oh, I like this film.
My friend Gabby, when it came out in school, she was like, Debbie, you have to see this because they like things cool. And I was like, I'm sure they do, I just, like, I'll get around to it, I promise. And then I never did, and I felt really bad about it. So I looked up the scene she was talking about on the internet, because I was like, it does look really cool.
It is cool.
Ugh.
So, that's what we know about the film. Yeah. I mean, I've seen it.
Ashley loves it. I know and love Wallace and Gromit. Like, I was excited going into seeing this. So, I knew enough about that.
The Curse of the Were-Rabbit came out in 2005.
Yeah.
It's by Aardman Studios.
Yep.
It was directed by Steve Box and Nick Park.
Which I still think is just... Like, what are two...
Just, British names.
Or just, like, I don't know, we need two nouns. Hey, Box and Park. I like it.
And it's got a host of, like, British talent. Like, yes. Almost all the League of Gentlemen guys are in it.
Wait, really? Hold on. Shut. What? Can the iPad move closer to me?
Yes, it can.
Thank you. Oh, no.
I don't think it says name. I think it's just, maybe...
Where are they?
I think it's just additional voices. I don't think Rishia Smith's name is there. But I could be lying.
Oh my god.
But, like, Peter Kay does a voice. And then you also have the main characters, which is Peter Salas, who's always Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Ralph Fiennes.
I thought there was one movie where he wasn't.
No, I feel like he's always Wallace.
Mm. I think there was the most recent one he wasn't. I'll look at what's his name.
Peter Salas.
Uh-huh.
So Peter Salas is Wallace in this film. And then you have Ralph Fiennes and Helena Bonham Carter rounding out the main cast.
I didn't know that was Ralph Fiennes.
It is. Victor Quatermain.
Ben Whitehead is Wallace from 2011 onwards.
So, but in this film, Peter Salas is Wallace.
Okay.
Some taglines for this film.
Get ready for the puns.
So, something bunny is going on.
Mm-hmm. Which appropriately is tagline number one. Right. So.
It gnaws, no fear.
Yeah.
And something wicked this way hops.
And my personal favorite, the tagline, from the creators of Chicken Run, which isn't a tagline, guys. Come on.
Come on, IMDb. Categorize correctly.
So again, just general call to the public anyone who has an IMDb Pro account, take that out of there. Thank you.
Alright, so let's start talking about this film.
Okay.
I actually think this film is hilarious.
I think it is funny.
Hands down funny. But it's kind of scary. Like, it has the monster... It follows the monster movie formula.
Yeah, it does. But then you also are just always remembering that at the end of the day, their monster is a rabbit. And I can see that it follows the formula and there is suspenseful things. But I was never, like... And I thought, oh, you know, even if I was a kid watching this, I would have never been like, oh, this is scary. Because I'm like, oh, it's the giant bunny. Oh, it's going to eat the veg. I like how they always say veg. I don't know. I just was like, oh.
The directors say that this is the first vegetarian horror film.
That's fine.
But no, I think, I don't know if it's scary in the sense that movies are scary now where it has the jumps. But, like, going back to, like, the original Draculas, the original Frankensteins.
Yeah.
Like, it's more suspenseful leading up to the action, where it's, like, the shadows. Yeah,
you didn't see the were-rabbit for a really long time.
Right, which I love. I love that building up suspense.
And then when you finally saw him transform, his hands kind of did, like, the American Werewolf in London thing.
But at the same time, you're like, you kind of know what's going to happen, but you don't, and it's still kind of like, oh.
I have one thing that I really hated about it, was that I really hated the snorty sounds all the rabbits made. That's the first thing, like, you hear, is because you're from the viewpoint of the rabbit, like, just snort, snort, snort along, and I was like, oh my gosh, no. And then when you do, the rabbits were adorable, by the way, when he has them in their little
bunny back,
the little sucky thing,
the bun back,
yeah, and they're just like, the bunny thinks he dies, and then he opens his eyes and sees his friend, and they just start like flapping their arms, like, oh my gosh,
we're running.
Didn't die. I love the little bunnies, and then there was another time when they were all like huddled together or something, just, oh, they were cute. They were so cute. Oh, at the very end, when they open the bunny sanctuary, when he shoots them back into the ground, which I didn't quite get, like, just open the door. And they're all just standing up waiting inside the bunny back, and they all have this smile where they're like, just happy to be there. Somehow we're still alive in here. We're still in the glass bulb. Just, but hey, here we are. Like, happy the were-rabbit didn't get us, because that was some weird crap that was going on with Hutch. We're safe.
No, I agree.
Oh, also, the first notes I have was that I forgot that Gromit knitted, which I have always loved. And then when you see the progression of the pictures on the wall, where it's like when he gets angry at Wallace, he starts knitting, like, passive-aggressive knitting, and then when they make up again, you see, oh, the entire time he was knitting him a new vest. It's adorable. And then,
I'm gonna knit you a vest.
Oh, thank you.
This is the second movie in, like, a couple days that we've seen that has knitting throughout.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like it's a sign.
And then Ashley's like, what? It's a sign of what? That you also knit?
That I'm freaking cool. Knitting is cool, okay? I'm sick of people making fun of me in my knitting group.
It's a sign of what?
It's a sign of coolness. It's coming back mainstream. Knitting is mainstream.
Okay. Apparently the show Outlander has some fantastic knitwear.
Yeah, I know. I'm knitting a scarf based on one of the patterns on the show.
Ooh, all right. Well, keep me updated after this. Okay. Yes, knitting and the gross rabbit sounds. And then you see the creepy gnomes and then the creepy wallow folks were, like, it's really, it's cool, but then you just think about that Wallace has made little bulbs that are eyeballs that light up whenever, like, there's a bunny in their gardens, and then he puts a portrait of that person on it so he knows whose house it is, but then his bedroom is just a wall of all the people in the town staring at him, and every once in a while their eyes will light up, and they'll be like, oh, there's a rabbit in that guy's yard. I just thought it was kind of creepy. It was cool, but when you think about it, I was maybe, like, damn, Wallace is a creep.
Maybe it's a little creepy, but at the same time, his business is the best in town.
It is. It does get a little creepy later on when he falls in love with Lady What's-Her-Face and her...
Talking to him.
Yeah. When she's like, call me Toddy. I was like, don't call her Toddy.
And then I'm sorry, it's Tottington.
Tottington, yes. And then her portrait is the biggest and has, like, the most elaborate frame.
She's also, like, from a rich family. Like, she would have the biggest
frame. And where he's like, excuse me, ma'am, is like, you know, the startup client agreement. I need you to provide a framed portrait of yourself in my bedroom.
Maybe Gromit. He's a knitter. Maybe he paints them.
Maybe he's crafty. Well, okay, I will say...
He's a crafty little bugger.
...that you see the really, really cool, like, way that they wake up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see Gromit just take care of everything. Wallace is such a wimp because when he, like, when the breakfast light goes on, he's like, Gromit, I'm hungry. It was a long night's work. Like... Fool, don't you know that Gromit was there with you? He knows you were up all night. He was there. I felt for this dog who is just, and then Wallace will be like, oh, I think the diet's working. And Gromit's just staring at him like, we all know that you haven't been following the diet. I go, oh, why don't you go check on your giant melon in the shed? And Grandma's goes, I will, but only because I want to. And then he walks outside, like, full knowing, like, it's fine because I put the mousetrap in this cheese dish. Like, what? I just... Grandma is just all over. You're just laughing at me.
Oh, I'm just... I feel like I just watched the dialogue for, like, that was written out, the stage directions. Sorry. Wallace says this, in parentheses, Grandma rolls his eyes because he knows he put a trap in the cheese. It was a little like, okay.
God, no, I was watching it, and actually, I wrote all this
down. Oh,
God. Because I'm like, Grandma's having none of it, angrily, like, scribbling. He does this and this and this, because, wow. All
right. But is Grandma your favorite?
Yeah, just because, you know what, he's done.
He's put upon?
Done with it. Yeah, put upon. There we go. But I also like how you
But they love him. They love each other.
I know, because he knit it in the vest.
In other ways.
Okay.
It's not just about the vest.
But I did notice a lot of times you could see, like, little thumbprints and stuff in the clay. And just the entire time, I have written down several times, just like, I love it. Oh, I just love practical things. Ugh. That's all, but, when he feeds the bunnies the first morning, I did not realize that they were keeping all of the bunnies in the basement, and that just, oh, I squealed. I got so happy, when he's, like, rounding up the bunnies in the kitchen, one of them gets the spoon. And then I liked how the bread box says buns.
And then what's inside?
Bunnies!
I did think that first action sequence,
yeah,
where it's like, it lights up and they get to work, is really cool.
That,
like,
is really cool, sorry.
It's like a good first scene to be like,
yeah,
you know, it's kind of like a James Bond.
It makes it a lot, like, more dramatic, because when you remember that it's about rabbit catching.
Right.
You're not like, but it's a lot more exciting when they get woken up by this contraption and go down the slides and their tea miraculously doesn't fall out of their cups when they're doing a backflip. It's all very exciting that way.
I love that stuff.
Okay. I have a question, and that is, what is up with Toddy? What's up with her lips?
I think it's just...
That's my question. And
are
then,
you making fun of a woman's...
No.
What's never up with their lips?
I was just... Well, because I was looking at Wallace, and, like, he didn't have lips. Toddy
has
lips.
Lipstick on.
No, he doesn't have lips because the Lord has lips. But there's no lipstick on them. So then I started, like, meticulously looking at everyone else's mouth to see how they did it. Verdict is, some have lips and some don't. I kind of stopped shortly thereafter, but that just, like, because it's, they're so red, and I like it when, I like the sheriff.
The police officer?
Yeah.
Yeah. The constable?
Like him a lot.
Yeah. I still like the reverend the best.
The reverend's pretty great. Oh, the constable says after the were-rabbit becomes a problem and there's a town meeting because all the townspeople are freaking out about, like, oh, the were-rabbit, you know, what are we going to do about our vegetable competition? Because that's all anyone in this town does is grow vegetables.
Is it?
Where is it? The policeman says, oh, I found, okay. The police officer says, this flippin' vegetable competition, and then, like, goes on a rant, but he just, like, everyone is really into gardening, except apparently for this guy, who, when everyone is saying, like, gosh, maybe we shouldn't have the festival this year, and he's like, that's a great idea, because let me tell you, this flippin' vegetable competition, and then he says, if you ask me, it was arson. And someone goes, what? And then he, like, kind of pops up into the frame and says, someone arson around. And no one liked his joke, but I laughed.
That was one of the moments in the theater with my sister. We both giggled, and all the moms were like...
Okay, that was one that I thought, like, is this the joke that Ashley was talking about last... Okay, just to catch everyone up, and we'll go through the lists of what I thought they were later. But last episode, Ashley said that there was one joke that she was the only person in the theater who laughed at. And she just laughed at for straight 5 minutes. And her sister was like, shut up. And everyone
laughed.
Yeah.
But they stopped in a timely manner, whereas I doubled over and started to do, like, a wheezing laugh.
The entire time, whenever... I didn't know when in the movie it was, so when I thought that that might have been it, I just kind of wrote them down. So at the very end, we'll go through, reveal which one it was, and then I will tell you which ones I thought they were.
Tears in my eyes, I was crying so hard. Okay. Where are we in the film right now?
We are at when, the priest has seen the were-rabbit when they're in church.
I love that. And when they just cuts the stained glass window,
yeah,
it's a big bunny. I was like,
I like the organ. Like, just it will never not be funny when dramatic music builds up in a scene, and then you like reveal that it's just someone, like a practical thing in the scene. I will never find that joke not funny.
Oh.
Suddenly the organ was like, brother, and he's like, Barbara, or whatever. Am I playing the organ? Oh, silly me. I didn't notice. But I had a... When... This is where Wallace kind of, you know, has his hero moment in the town hall. And it's like, how do you catch a giant rabbit? And he goes, with the giant trap and grab. And it's like, oh, geez. And then Lady Tottington is like, oh, Wallace. And then... Wallace does this really weird hand motion,
mm-hmm.
and then she kind of just does it back, and I was like, something about it I just thought was really weird. That's all. Like, there's no other comment on that. I just wrote down, what's with the hand motion? Because I could understand if it was, like, fists or something. I don't know.
I like it. I think it's cute.
It is cute.
It's a little tick.
And then later, that's how she realizes that the were-rabbit is... Wallace, because it also does the weird, like, hand motion.
We forgot to mention the, when they go to Tottington's farm.
Oh, yeah.
And Wallace sucks up...
all the rabbits and the toupee.
Which, I'd like to pay, please. This movie is full of amazing puns.
So many puns! Oh my gosh, it's amazing! So many puns!
But I love that moment. I like to pay.
It's great. And when, Wallace's plan to catch his were-rabbit, like, his first line of attack was to make a puppet of a giant lady rabbit and then have Gromit in the back as, like, you know,
he's the puppet master.
Puppet master in the back, like, going woo-woo and, like, skipping and stuff. And then idiot Wallace drives through a tunnel. While he's away taking care of that, Gromit ends up chasing the were-rabbit through a tunnel, and I was just like, he has so many cool buttons on his car. So incredibly convenient buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heavy, what's L-O-A-M? Loam? Because, and it, when, for the windshield wipers, the settings were like, light drizzle, you know, rain, and then...
Foam?
No. The button said L-O-A-M for heavy... L-O-A-M was a word, and he pushed that one. I was asking you what that word meant, and you go, foam? Like, no!
Well, I just was making sure. I believe you.
What does it mean?
It's a fertile soil of clay and sand containing humus.
All right, well, that makes sense, because he was going through dirt. Okay.
The more you know.
Yeah, sorry. A lady, as he's going through this chase underground, an old lady is walking out of her greenhouse... And the lock she... Everyone... these vegetables are very heavily fortified.
Yeah.
And she has 10 of the sliding locks on, like, the outside of the door. And I just remember thinking, what is the point of that? Because anyone can walk up and just slide the lock. The sliding locks go on the inside. Because
then
she
can't get in.
I know, but I was just like, what? You padlock it from the outside. Don't have the sliding locks on the outside. I was just analyzing their security protocols, and you know what? She deserved to have her carrots eaten, because they were not very well protected. And in
you
a glass house...
heartless.
I know.
It's a greenhouse!
I get that, but other people had greenhouses that had, like, wooden or metal walls. And then the glass roof.
Oh.
She just didn't think this through very well.
But maybe the greenhouse... I can't say that I'm a gardener.
No.
By any means...
Neither of us have a green thumb.
But maybe the glass house, an entirely glass house, does increase the growability of a vegetable.
I'm sure it does.
So she is thinking smart.
Okay, so, oh, Gromit gets home in the morning and then sees all of the lights on, all the eyeballs on the wall are lighting up. And then he sees muddy footprints in the carpet, and I just have written down, oh my god, it's him! And so they
The muddy footprints are bunny footprints.
Yeah, they're giant bunny footprints. And they go down to the basement because the day before, Wallace had tried to use, like, a mind control with the bunnies to try to get them to stop eating vegetables.
Which is a good idea.
Yeah. It does beg the question of what then would they eat. Because it would have to be, like, a grain or these rabbits would become carnivores.
I'm going to go with, like, wheat.
Grass. Oh, that's, yes, grass. Okay, grass. That would be perfect. Grass. They'd be like sheep. Okay. But, so, it looks like these bunny footsteps are leading down to the basement, so they think it's the bunny they...
Hutch.
Yeah, they think it's the bunny that they named Hutch, who they synced minds with, but it's not, because, you know, they build a big old contraption for that bunny, and then he closes the basement door, and a jail.
They put Hutch in a
hutch. A very spacious jail for a bunny. Hutch. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Put Hutch in a hutch.
And then he goes up the stairs and notices that the footsteps don't actually lead to the basement, but that they lead to Wallace's room. But, oh my gosh, Wallace is going to Toddy's house, and she takes him up into her prized vegetable place where there was so many vegetable innuendos. It was killing me. Not a good thing, not a bad thing per se, just unexpected, the amount of vegetable innuendos that fit in here. Then I have written down, oh, so he stops all this hanky-panky going on.
Who does? Gromit.
Yeah, and more importantly, he stops Wallace from eating Toddy's prized giant carrot by turning on the sprinkler system. With an asparagus.
Which, yeah, I feel, I want Wallace and Toddy to wind up together. I think they're cute.
Yeah, no, I was rooting for them, but just, he can't go berserk when he's in her vegetable garden. She's showing him her secret, her safe place, you know? Imagine what that would do. She doesn't seem like she's completely, like, she's in a bad relationship. I think she needs to have her safe place for her own, like, self-care. And, like, what if he went berserk in there?
I know.
Okay. I was rooting for them, too, but I was like, to conquer. Okay. Oh, but, yeah, Gromit shrunk the sweater.
Oh, that was very sad.
And was he's wringing it out? He's like, this is a very nice piece of knitwear. I'm like, no! The sweater! He slaved for 6 picture frames on that sweater.
I can testify. That's a lot.
I bet. So then... how does Toddy's boyfriend find out that Wallace is the were-rabbit?
Victor Quatermain?
Yeah.
Because he sees him transform, and that's the first time we see him transform.
That's right. Oh, because he was just going to go tell Wallace, like, get away from my lady, and just, like, he almost chops him up with an axe. You know, like, manly fisticuffs ensue. He does the boxing stance.
I love
it.
Victor Quatermain, if he wasn't, I know he's evil, but... he does have some of the best lines in the movie.
He does.
He also has the best puns.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't like him on the account that he's an imbecile.
Yeah.
But he does have some really good jokes. And then the pug that he... or the bulldog.
Yeah.
It's a bulldog.
Yeah.
The bulldog that he has, I think they're a very nice team together.
They are a nice team. The... Gromit is cold, man, because when this were-rabbit, he locks their car doors, and the other dog, legit, they have a moment where it's like, let me in the car, and Gromit just shakes his head. Gromit is cold.
No, I thought that was hilarious.
Mr. Iceman just in there.
Boop.
Oh my god, and then he rightly so just drives away, because he's in our car, and then the were-rabbit howls, and all the other little bunnies go, oh, it was so cute. Yeah. So then the Mr. Toupee goes to the priest.
Wait. Oh. I like this part. So Victor, and it has one of the best jokes. Because, so Reverend Clement Hedges, of course, as any reverend in a spooky horror film knows all monster lore.
Yeah.
And has the equipment to kill.
Yeah.
Were-rabbit.
Oh, yeah. Why does he have all that written down again?
Reverends always have all that monster lore.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a throwback, I think.
Yeah, and because he then is like, I know how you defeat this, and he opens up his, like, magical cabinet of every weird thing they could possibly be and has, like, the three golden bullets all lined up.
But... 24-10! So the joke is, Victor Quartermain asks what kind of bullet it takes. He goes, and the reverend goes, a bullet of pure gold.
Like, ooh, why gold, reverend?
24 carats.
Because it's so funny. I feel like then the reverend kind of takes the moment. It's like, get it? And then the Lord, what's his face, just like, yeah, great, fantastic, give me the bullet. Like, you not appreciating this. Just take a moment. Sheesh.
That 24 carats. Come on, yeah. Man. Come on.
So then, cut to Wallace and Grummond in the morning. Grummond is trying desperately to pantomime that Wallace is the were-rabbit. Because you see all the half-eaten vegetables and stuff, and he's lost some weight. He fits through the trap door now, which is very rapid weight loss. I'd be a little concerned. But I guess if you're eating just straight cheese, that's not very good.
No, and it's water weight. He was running around all night.
That's true. For two nights in a row. Tons of calories. Like, yeah. Okay. But, and then, oh, this is where, in order, because Grommet remembered that, you know, Wallace is quite the romantic, to get the were-rabbit to not go towards the festival, he dresses up in the female bunny costume.
Wait, okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Hold on. So we are now at the night of the festival.
Oh, what was in between? Was there something in between? Yeah, we're at the night of the festival now, okay. Because now, everyone's given up trying to catch the were-rabbit humanely.
They're just gonna kill
Toddy it. Toddy has given the other guy the okay to shoot Quartermain. This thing. Yeah, she goes and says a tear goodbye to Wallace, and he then, as she's trying to say goodbye, like, can we at least part as friends? And he's like, no. Because he's turning into the were-rabbit.
So he's starting to grow bunny ears and big teeth.
Yep. And so then, as he's turning into the were-rabbit, Grommond's like, okay, I have to distract him. So he dresses up in the lady bunny costume.
On a space hopper.
And then a non-consensual tail grab takes place. Where then I was like, oh. Because he was kind of like, okay, I'll just, you know, lead him this way. Oh, no. And then the line is crossed. And he's like, that's it, Wallace. Absolutely not. What happens then? Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, then he shoots Grommet in the costume by mistake. They're hopping over the fences.
Yeah, so Wallace starts to chase Grommet, mm-hmm. dressed up as a bunny.
Yes.
And then he jumps too high over the fence.
Yep.
And Quartermain shoots him.
Yes. But everyone hears the gunshot and then immediately celebrates. That was really funny. And then goes to have their vegetable festival because they think that this rabbit is dead. And so then, obviously, Wallace goes to the festival because there's all these ginormous vegetables there. And what's the guy's name again?
Quartermain,
I'm gonna get this. Follows him and is hiding, but then everyone sees him and, like, now he's the new town hero. And so everyone comes up and just the old guy who was like, kiss my potato. I thought that was the funniest thing. I almost missed the kiss my artichoke line.
Kiss my artichoke.
Still laughing at kiss my potato. I was like, do it. You didn't kiss anything. No. Jerk.
Well, he didn't kill him, technically.
Yeah. They did make those carny games pretty fast, though. All these bunny shooting games. I'm being like, wow, they got to work.
Well, I feel like this is a national, it's a yearly play.
I guess that's true.
It's not, it's, this
yeah,
is
Yeah, because, I mean, they are running a business off of it.
Right.
So,
And the bunnies are always a problem.
Yeah. And then he goes up to my favorite character, the policeman. And
PC, I have a name.
Because he says the freaking, what is
PC McIntosh.
Yeah,
it's right
PC
here.
PC McIntosh. Quartermain goes, I don't want to alarm anyone, but the beast isn't actually dead yet. And PC McIntosh shouting through the loudspeaker where he has been, like, directing, like, cucumbers over there. Goes, that beast isn't actually dead yet. And then instead of saying, like, jokes carry on, he just goes, oops. You have to really learn how to, like, you know, improvise a little bit better there, officer.
So everyone panics.
Yeah, and then Mrs. Mulch panics to the next level and puts her pumpkin in a wheelbarrow and just takes off with it. She's like, not my pumpkin! And, like, away she goes, and then, whoop, there goes Wallace, like, chasing after her.
But there's, like, a jaw thing. It's like Jaws, where he's underground, right?
Yeah,
and so it's like you just see like the earth start to like
she's like, cave up,
and it's just and you like it builds up, and you're like,
and everyone's like, go, Mrs. Mulch, go,
and then she runs back to them, and they're like, no,
not this way, keep going. So then Gromit and Hutch save the day because Gromit's has been growing.
Gromit.
Gromit.
Oh, I said Gromis.
No, Gromit has been growing his prize watermelon has been tucking it in every night, and he decides, you know what, for the greater good, I'm going to sacrifice my pride and joy, my watermelon, and tie it behind the van and have Hutch the crazy rabbit drive it through the city, and I'll surf on the melon.
Hutch is technically Gromit at this point.
I guess that's true.
They have swapped minds.
Yep. So then Rabbit starts going after that, but, and then there was the one carny guy who thought very quickly on his feet and kind of switched his sign from garden supplies to angry mob supplies.
I love that.
And then everyone goes, ah! And, like, it's a bunch of people, like, running towards it and then running away all, like, waving pitchforks.
I love that, amazing. Though.
Just,
like, what else would an angry mob have?
That was such, like, a good visual joke too, because he switches the signs and it's just like how like the mass of people like just and no one can see all the hand motions I'm doing, but I promise you they are many.
So now everyone's armed to the teeth.
Yes.
Gromit is luring Wallace away.
But then Crazy Hutch drives into the cheese tent.
Because he's crackers about cheese.
Crackers about cheese. He loves that gorgonzola. And then the melon splashes against the back of the truck into, like, this really oddly appetizing green goo. And I was like, if this was a watermelon, it would be red. But
I don't think it's a watermelon.
I don't know. It was striped.
I don't know. I don't know much about vegetables.
Okay. So he kills baby for no reason.
For a reason.
Like, that was just very sad. And so then, gosh, a lot happened here. I will admit, this scene was when Gabby started texting me to ask, had I been watching Doctor Who this season? And I got a little distracted for a couple of minutes because, yes, I have been watching Doctor Who this season. And so I kind of didn't write down as many stuff as I wanted to.
So then
Where Rabbit grabs the lady, because she's dressed up as a giant carrot.
Which was adorable. Yeah. Costume design, on point.
On point. Oh my gosh, earlier I had forgotten to mention, or is that later, when the... I don't know when this happens, but at one point, what's his face?
Quartermain,
like, kind of pinned her with a pitchfork on either side.
That's later.
Of her hairdo. Yeah, later. And then the next time you see her, there's little band-aids with a That's what I really like claymation, because I just feel like there's always more details, because they physically made these things. I just feel like the little details are much more, you know, purposeful, and just, I get so much more excited when I see them.
Yeah. So, Wallace grabs Tati.
Yeah.
And then we go into our King Kong sequence.
Yes. So while he's climbing up the side of the church with Tati and Quartermain. Yeah, her home. Oh, it's her home.
It's the manor, yeah.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Okay, it is her home. And Quartermain's, like, running around because he's used up his three golden bullets. This is when he got the carrot, yeah. And he's fashioned the prize trophy of a golden carrot into a bullet and just found, like, a bigger gun and that could fit.
A blunderbuss.
Yes. And then while this is going on, Gromit and the Bulldog are on a high-speed chase, like, around the sides of it. And I just loved...
A high-speed chase on kids.
Yeah, that are coin-operated. And then the coins run out, and it's really funny because it's like, oh, we're, like, 10 feet short. And the Bulldog takes out this coin purse and is like, hold on. And I liked it. You look like you didn't. But
that was the first joke. There were two moments where I laughed so hard I started to cry.
You told me there was just one.
I know, but on the train home, I remembered the second one.
Oh.
But this was the first one. Gosh. When it stopped, and it just stopped, and I immediately, because I love it in movies when it's real, a movie that is not very realistic,
yeah,
all of a sudden goes into reality, and
yeah,
it's like, oh. And you're just like, I did not, I expected anything, but the
coin-operated cars to then actually run out of time.
Which are planes.
Yeah.
The planes have flown.
Yeah.
And now they're run out of time. It made me laugh so hard.
Yeah.
And then when that little bulldog pulls out the cutest little coin purse ever,
yeah,
and just fishes out 10p and is like, here you go.
Here you go. And then they're just kind of like, okay.
Awesome.
Thank you. Like, back to the fight. That was great.
that should not make me laugh as hard as it does.
But it was so funny, though.
Well, that was the first moment where my sister was pull yourself together.
We'll get to the last moment at the very end.
Okay.
That'll be the last thing we do. And so, like, long story short, Quatermain ends up in the female bunny costume. And then all the villagers chase after him, and I'm assuming he gets beaten to death at some point.
Oh, you went straight to the end.
I did go straight to the end. Because I don't have any notes on what happens in between. Like, it was just, like, it was a chase thing. Like, Gromit swoops in and, like, you know,
but
his little airplane takes impact of the bullet. And, oh, Gromit. Yeah, not Wallace.
But
Gromit saves Wallace. And
Wallace falls to his death.
We
can't.
I missed how they fixed him, so...
So Wallace falls to his death.
Okay.
In the cheese tent.
Okay.
And because he's died...
Oh.
He reverts back to his human form.
Oh, okay.
Like a werewolf would.
Because then he smelled... And then he smelled the cheese.
The
and
stinky
then he was
bishop.
Fine. Okay.
And that brought him back to life, much
okay.
like, you know, the things that they put under
yeah.
their nose. So then he comes back to life.
Okay. Cool.
And then... They get Quatermain, who's knocked out, put him in the bunny suit on a space hopper, and send him out.
Yeah, and then I guess he gets beaten to death by the angry mob.
Oh, no. I think they poke him a couple times, and then
mm-hmm.
they realize. But he is a dick anyways.
Yeah. And then Toddy's like, I have an idea. Like, it'll get lonely
well,
at my place.
She does award Gromit the best prize for his watermelon.
Yes.
So Gromit
yeah.
wins.
And then she's like, oh, you know, I'm dumping that guy, Quatermain. And then she goes like, it will be lonely at my place, you know, without him. I have an idea. And I got prematurely excited and have written down roomies. That is not the case. They're not roomies.
No.
She opens up a bunny sanctuary. And so all the bunnies go out there, including Hutch. And
there'll always be a little piece of Wallace in her house because Hutch is there. And Hutch still has
yeah.
Gromit's, Wallace's yep. personality.
Yep. And all the rabbits in a little bulb waiting to get released, just so happy to be there. But, and then that's the end. Yeah. But okay, the second joke, like the big one, the biggie, and I guessed it, it was when, who is it? Someone is swinging from the weather vane, and the priest goes, beware the moon. Was that it? God, I could have sworn that was it. Was it the large... Okay, these are... Okay, we'll go through... These are the ones I thought might be it.
You're
and
not
then,
gonna get it if you're texting during
okay.
the scene.
Gosh, dang it. Oh my gosh. Okay, well, okay, this is the one... The first one, they blamed... Oh, they blamed something on Mrs. Mulch. And I thought that was it, but since I don't remember...
Oh, when it burped?
Yeah.
And
Mrs. Mulch? I was like, is that it? Was when the airbag deployed?
No.
Dang.
That's old joke, new way.
It's still funny.
It's still a good joke.
The fighting. The manly fisticuffs.
No.
Angry mob supplies.
No. I didn't really laugh at that one. It was more of a thinker.
What's up, Doc?
Yeah.
Okay. Pansy spread?
No. That was a good one.
Large rabbit dropping.
No, that's a good one too, though.
Oh, I really thought it was Beware the Moon. Oh, man, what was it? I thought I got it. Oh, guys, I'm so upset.
No, this is the reason why.
That's because you, Doctor Who, distracting me.
When Wallace dies, big air quotes, and comes back to life, he's technically naked.
Oh, and the box, I do remember that.
That they pull up.
Yeah.
The box on it says, may contain nuts.
I didn't even notice that. That's what got you.
I lost it in the theater. I was the only one laughing. And my sister.
That's it? That's what got you? That was the biggest laugh, and you didn't like the other.
They were funny, but that was the one where I was the only person
that
laughing in the theater.
That beat out Angry Mob Supplies.
People laughed during those, but the May Contain Nuts joke.
There's a reason no one laughed for that. I'm just kidding.
I got eagle eyes.
I didn't read the side of the box when he pulled it up.
I was like, and I started laughing.
God, that's hilarious.
But it was also because I laughed so hard at the coin moment where the coin stopped. So I was already just in that like giggly mood.
Yeah. Oh my
but
God,
when
I can't believe
the box said May Contain, I just didn't expect that in a kid's movie.
That's so funny.
It just made me really laugh.
That's so funny. I can't believe it. Well, because I was so sure it was Beware the Moon.
No, that one was funny.
I stopped looking out for them. And then because immediately after that was Large Rabbit Driving. So okay, maybe that's it.
No, I like both those. But that was the one that it was like only a couple people saw it.
Because you said, you'll know. And I was like, okay, so it's going to be like a really obvious pun. And then they just kept coming with the red. And I was like, oh my God, I'm not going to know. There's too many options. So I wrote the best of the best down.
I was going to. So before we stop talking about, before we start talking about what you need to know if you haven't seen this film, out of everything that we saw.
Movie so far?
In this film.
Oh,
what was your favorite vegetable pun?
Oh, I don't know, because I didn't write many of them down, so I honestly don't remember.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Mine was kiss my arch jokes.
That one was pretty funny.
Because I really liked the voice.
But I thought the funniest was just, and it wasn't a pun, and I don't know why I thought it was so funny, but just when the old guy was like,
kiss my potato.
For some reason, like, that's what lost it for me. I was like, I don't know, just, and the way he asked it too, and because his voice sounded so frail, like, kiss my potato. I can't do it. I'm not gonna try to do it, but
kiss
I just
my potato.
Yeah, just God, that, I lost it.
No, an antipesto.
Yeah,
antipesto. Yeah, antipesto.
I got it,
but it's no pesto. It's a three pun. It's a three punner.
I got it.
I love it. So. Let's say someone has never seen this film. Let's even go further to say that someone has never, ever seen
Wallace and Gromit. Okay.
So I'm going all the way back.
Yeah.
That no one has ever seen this.
Wallace and Gromit. Well, I think you should know just that, like, the relationship between them, you know? Like, Wallace is quirky inventor, Gromit doesn't talk.
But he's a caregiver.
Yeah, he's, you know, he takes care of him, you know, he is apparently hard as steel. But
I think, in addition to the Wallace and Gromit relationship, I think you need to know the history of Aardman.
Oh, what is the history of Aardman?
Well, just the fact that, you know, they started with, like, Morph, then they went to Wallace and Gromit. Just that kind of...
Yeah.
Wallace and Gromit do have a large tradition.
They're probably their most recognizable creation.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And their most lovable... but Aardman Studios, I think, is a good studio to...
You should know the basic fact that it's claymation.
Well, that's number two. That, we'll put that in with Aardman.
Okay. I was like, put that in with Aardman, just that it's, like, it's animation, but it's, like, you know, claymation.
And I think it's cute that Nick Park based Wallace on his father.
Oh, I did not know that. That's so cute.
Oh, no. Oh,
throw that in there. That's a fun fact.
But, I mean, this movie took 5 years to make.
Yeah, I believe that.
And they only had...
Movies take, like, 2 years.
I know. But they only averaged 3 seconds of film a day.
Yep, I believe that, too. Yep.
What'd you do today? I moved his arm.
Man, because that's, like, you know, if they get, like, 5 to 10 seconds, it's, like, a really good day. I think I want to do stop motion so badly. I've always thought that would be so cool.
So difficult.
I just don't have the resources to stop doing anything else for 3 years, you know?
That's why you do stop motion vines. 6 seconds.
No, I don't like vine. This is just something I I tried the app once and I was like, oh, I hate this. Deleted it. I don't know what it is. Just can't get behind Vine. What else do you need to know about this?
Sorry, I'm just looking at the IMDb page. Oh. And they paused it on the bookcase in Wallace's apartment, and there are titles that refer to cheese.
Oh, yeah.
And one of them was Waiting for Gouda.
Yeah.
I love that.
Because that's, yeah, that was where his secret door was.
What else do you need to know? Like, I think you need to know that this is a homage to horror films of the 1920s, not horror films now, but I feel like this is really traditional Frankenstein, traditional.
But as in, like, you know, but it's like, you know, animated, and then, oh, it's bunnies, and like, you know, it's done specials, but it has all of, like, the horror movie arc and all of, like, those things, so.
And we know.
Specific for this movie, you should know that.
And we normally don't do four.
Yeah, we normally don't.
I would like to. I'm proposing that we do a fourth for this one.
Okay.
We gotta talk about puns, man.
Oh God, yeah.
The puns.
There's a lot of puns in here. I don't remember there being that many puns in Chicken Run, but then again, you know me and puns. I rarely recognize them. So this was overloaded. I was like, I'm getting them.
I can't remember Chicken Run. I feel like Chicken Run. I haven't seen Chicken Run for a really long time.
Seen it in years.
It didn't.
I just remember when he takes the roof off the chicken coop and all the chickens look up and then, like, frantically start hammering away at the airplane again.
I feel like Chicken Run made fun of the escape movie genre.
Yeah, it did.
It was more of a Hot Fuzz than.
This was like Hot Fuzz. It had the little town competition.
Except there were no.
Yeah, I know. That's the only thing that happened similar with Hot Fuzz was that one shot with the banner. But that was there.
So it was like 100% like Hot Fuzz.
Exactly.
So that's what you need to know about this film.
Yep.
It's Wallace and Gromit, their relationship.
Yep.
Aardman Studios, it's claymation, it's stop motion.
Yep.
And this is a homage to the early horror films.
Yep.
And also, they love puns. And we love them for their love of puns.
Absolutely.
And we will choose our favorite pun from the IMDb page.
Oh, yeah! Let's do it! We can have pun week. Pun every day.
I'm not sure if that'll be very punny.
Ha! Readers. My face was just immediately so disappointed. And Ashley immediately got so happy.
Victory dance.
This is usually reversed.
I'm getting excited about my puns, man.
Gosh,
I don't know.
You like your puns.
I do like puns because I think they're. I just normally can't think of them. But that punny one was not very good.
Okay. Thinking. Okay, anyway,
So, our next film comes out on the 20th, and what am I seeing, Debbie?
Ashley has never seen The Thief and the Cobbler.
I saw Aladdin.
Nope, not even remotely close. There's going to be a very long, there's going to be a very long intro where I tell you the history behind this film, because it's important. That was my favorite movie when I was little, like, when there was still family video, and you could go and, like, when there was still filming video, that was just what my sisters and I always rented. And then when I just, like, got to film school and realized that it's, like, really this triumph in animation, and I just instantly earned some cred that I didn't deserve because I had already seen it and was like, I love that movie. So I'm very excited for next week because I love The Thief and the Cobbler. And that's on Netflix, so, yeah.
Yep, it's on Netflix Instant, so we're going to be watching that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so sorry. In the meantime, it has come to my attention that we have not been actually saying the names of
our. I said it at the beginning of the last episode. I edited a little thing and put it in.
But we're just now going to do this at the end. Okay. This is going to be our plug section.
Okay.
Plugs. So, you can follow us on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. At YHS_podcast.
And you can also follow us on Tumblr at youhaven'tseen-podcast.tumblr.com.
Yep.
If you want, Debbie's on Twitter at.
I'm on Twitter at DebbieAnn91.
And I'm on Twitter at as A.N. Warren 87.
Yep. The podcast ones, again, are YHS underscore podcast on Twitter, and you haven't seen -podcast.tumblr.com.
Yeah. So be sure to check out our Tumblr. We always post a recap of what you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
We post lots of movie posters, GIFs, favorite scenes, references to other films. Like, we had no idea that My Neighbor Totoro was referenced in Bob's Burgers, even though we are both watch Bob's Burgers.
Yeah, I was like, God, both of us have probably seen every single episode of Bob's Burgers.
And I remember the scene. I was at work going, oh. So we post things like that. Addendums, if we got something wrong in the podcast, we'll post on our Tumblr.
Yes.
So be sure.
And all the Tumblrs get posted to Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, so check out either one. It would be great if you can follow us, as always. A review is appreciated. So feel free to review us on iTunes or make sure you tell your friends about us.
Yeah. Have we turned on the S box in our Tumblr?
Yeah, it's been on for years.
Years may be a bit of an exaggeration, but it's on! So any anons want to ask a creepy question, we might not answer.
I was going to say. Debbie's going to answer those.
Yep. The answer will be, what is like a good Gorgonzola.
Stinky Bishop!
Yep. You won't get a truthful answer, most likely, but not if you're creepy. Anyway.
This is... You haven't seen?
I'm Debbie.
And I'm Ashley. And thank you for listening, and we'll see you on the 20th with The Thief and the Cobbler.
Yep.